He bravely bore his miseries 3 weeks and then one day turned up missing. For 48 hours, the widow hunted for him everywhere in great distress. The public were profoundly concerned. They searched high and low. They dragged the river for his body. Early the third morning, Tom Sawyer wisely went poking among some old empty hogsheads down behind the abandoned slaughterhouse, and in one of them he found the refugee. Huck had slept there. He had just breakfasted upon some stolen odds and ends of food, and was lying off now in comfort with his pipe. He was unkempt, uncombed, and clad in the same old ruin of rags that had made him picturesque in the days when he was free and happy. Tom routed him out, told him the trouble he had been causing, and urged him to come home. Huck's face lost its tranquil content and took a melancholy cast. He said,
"Don't talk about it, Tom. I tried it, and it don't work. It don't work, Tom. It ain't for me. I ain't used to it. The widder's good to me and friendly, but I can't stand them ways. She makes me get up just at the same time every morning. She makes me wash, and they comb me all to thunder. She won't let me sleep in the woodshed. I got to wear them blame clothes that just smothers me. Tom, they don't seem to any air get through 'em somehow. And they're so rotten nice that I can't set down or lay down or roll around anywheres. I ain't slid on a cellar door for, well, it appears to be years. I got to go to church and sweat and sweat. I hate them ornery sermons. I can't catch a fly in there. I can't chaw. I got to wear shoes all Sunday. The widder eats by bell. She goes to bed by bell. She gets up by bell. Everything's so awful regular, a body can't stand it.
Well, everybody does that way, Huck.
Tom, it don't make no difference. I ain't everybody and I can't stand it. It's awful to be tied up so, and grub comes too easy. I don't take no interest in victuals that way. I got to ask to go a-fishing. I got to ask to go into swimming. Darn if I ain't got to ask to do everything. Well, I got to talk so nice it wasn't no comfort. I got to go up in the attic and rip out a while every day to get a taste in my mouth, or I'd have died, Tom. The widder wouldn't let me smoke. She wouldn't let me yell. She wouldn't let me gape, nor stretch, nor scratch before folks.
Then, with a spasm of special irritation and injury,
"And dad fetch it, she prayed all the time. I never seen such a woman. I had to shove, Tom. I just had to. And besides, that school's going to open, and I'd had to go to it. Well, I wouldn't stand that, Tom. Looky here, Tom. Being rich ain't what it's cracked up to be. It's just worry and worry and sweat, and a-wishing you was dead all the time. Now, these clothes suits me, and this barrel suits me, and I ain't ever going to shake 'em any more. Tom, I wouldn't ever got into all this trouble if it hadn't have been for that money. Now, you just take my share of it along with yourn and give me a 10-center sometimes. Not many times, because I don't give a dern for a thing thout it's tolerable hard to get. And you go and beg off for me with the widder.